Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Mr. Unbelievable, I must say. My head is in the clouds, part that amazing. My plane is flying so low, it's kinda like I'm blazing. Haitian, Jamaican, Californication. Now come back. Some say I'm on a planet all alone. Now what's that? ET don't think I'm ever phoning home. No callback. I can fill you with real millionaire shit. Escargot, Escargot, Josephine Day, Cinco. My dashboard breathes like a heavyweight. Great across the globe, and I'm so elated. I wish I had a chance with my special lady. But life a taste of fame, it gets kinda crazy. In this heartbreak hotel, I'm so alone. So in my penthouse suite, hit some Gucci cologne. And if I get my chance, I make the best of this one night stand, trying to impress her. Yes, sir. I'm far from some of the freshmen in your college courses. And I find it uber hard going through divorces. And maybe on the nights that I spend with her, that she won't get the urge to post my business on her Twitter. Excuse my arrogance for a second. I try to be the one and not the second. So all this attitude, you gotta check it. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. I take heed to all the women's wishes. And with a swagger like mine, the combination vicious. Love tastes so delicious when it's cooked right. And like a batch of collard greens, soak it overnight. I'm done with all this compromise, surrender. Strawberry letters and receive, return to sender. Lucy's in the sky with diamonds. My lyrics get this motherfucking hard to Heimlich. I'm back now, fly so high, I can't come back down. Rocket plane jet, and love, you need to hover around that. We fighting, we fucking play high, go up and she love it. Valentine's over, now I'm back to the way that we was in. Or maybe isn't, wishing Cupid were busy. Shoot the world with his arrow, bring love into existence. For instance, sincerely yours, one true love.
I got one. 21 girls, roll out your heart. Give love a chance. I got one out of 21 girls, roll out your heart. Let's have a day.
Got you wet as a jacuzzi. The neighbors hear you scream. So glad you let me blow your mind. Like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are. Way back, cause anyway you like it, girl, I do it to you.
Radio Freaky Fridays. I am your host, Tone. Got my other host with me. Gigi, what's good?
Everything is good, man. How you feeling tonight?
Cooling, man. Cooling. Just chilling. Just chilling. How you feeling?
Yo, I'm good, man. I'm bringing in a lot of energy tonight, so I need you to be prepared for that. I got my people with me tonight, man. They jumping on the lines right now. They already know what tonight's about, man. And it's once again, it's on, brother.
That's what's up. How was the I guess pre-opening in Atlanta? They opened a couple spots. Wasn't that today or was it yesterday?
You know, to be honest, man, I don't know because I still keep in touch over my way, you know, I got to keep the family right. So there's a lot of places that are open, man. It's jammed up around here, man. People couldn't wait to get shit done, hair, nails, restaurants, you know. So it's wide open, man. I feel like it's regular now, to be honest with you. I feel like it's right back regular, but my ass ain't going to be out there like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Do you want to explain to the listeners what tonight is about?
Yeah, I'd love to. First of all, guys, welcome to Freaky Fridays. This is GG After Dark. My co-host, right-hand man, GEI Tone. This is GEI Blog Talk Radio. So listen, we're doing this every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you that obviously are on this line, just remember that the number is 516-387-1268. If you need to jot it down and text it to somebody, it's 516-387-1268. Now, when you want to be interactive, right, you want to press 1. Now, what 1 is going to do is it's going to put you in queue. It's not going to bring your ass on the show, so we're not going to hear what's going on in the back. You know, folks yelling and talking about, you know, they can't wait to get outside tomorrow and all this other shit. That'll just put you in queue, so don't worry about that. Tonight's subject, tonight's topic, now this is officially our second show, right? So the first one jumped off very well, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 p.m. So we got an hour. We got to get all this done in 1 hour. Tonight's topic, man, we're talking about turn on and turn offs in the bedroom. I hope to talk more about turn-ons in the bedroom because turn-offs, bro, I mean, that's kind of like a lot of complaining and all that, man. And we don't really need to dwell on that. We need to make sure that we completely understand what gets the yoni nice and moist, right? What gets the temperature rising and all that stuff. So that's going to be the focus, man. Look, GI Tone already has questions. I told my people on my page, GI Tone already has some good-ass questions, so I'm banking on my people to actually call in, and then we can discuss turn-on and turn-offs, man. So that's all I got to say for now, man. What's good, man? How you feeling? What you want to do, man?
You always got something going on, man. That's cool. That's cool. I'm with it, man. Like I said, I reached out to a couple of my peoples, and they gave me a ton of stuff. Mostly was stuff that they liked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff that was, you know, turn on. I just put the turn off on it because I'm pretty sure every woman is different. So what one likes,
yeah,
the other might not like. So you got the list just like me. So how you want to do this? You want to go back and forth, or you just want me to start it?
So looking at this list, I think that we can run through like maybe three apiece, right? You shoot me three, I shoot you three, and we can do it like that because some of them are just really, really easy, really, really simple, don't have to delve into nothing. And then some are like, yo, this is some real shit that we need to discuss. So, you know, we can figure that out along the way, man. But I really want to make sure that all the callers understand that your feedback is very important because we can't see your ass, right? So your feedback is definitely going to be through dialing in and pressing one, all right? So I'm with it, man. But, you know,
before we start, another thing, if you're in the chat, like you can still write your questions. You know, we still can see them. If you write your questions out, I still can read them and say them on the air. So, you know, if you're not calling in and you're just on the computer listening in. So I'm gonna jump right in. Let's go straight to it. Spinning.
Spinning. Okay.
Yes.
Shit. You know, that's kind of general, right? That's kind of general. But what I will say, let me talk about spinning because I did have somebody today talk a little bit about that, and she was a woman. So she said that she does not want saliva on her pussy. Don't spit on, in, around her pussy. She's not feeling that. So my question was, okay, so, you know, what do you prefer? She was like, well, if you're doing it right, then the natural juices are enough or ample. But if not, then, you know, she was like, yo, man, you know, I got some KY, I got some type of lubrication, but saliva – for this particular woman, man, it was a no go. I'll say for me, man. I mean, I'm not spitting on your shit anyway, Shawty. You know, and I say Shawty because I'm in Atlanta, but I'm not spitting on no woman's cooch, pussy, anything like that. I've never really been into that. Now, if she asked me to do it, man, I'm gonna oblige. Now, don't get me wrong. There's no need to have any type of beef in the bedroom, so I'm going to oblige, but naturally I'm not going to do that. Actually, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to check the temperature, man. You know, you check the temperature with the fingers. You know, those are my thermometers, right? So I check the temperature, and I'm like, okay, so if she's juicy, then naturally, you know, maybe some rubbing on the clit, on the pussy lips, you know, that'll get what I need to happen. That'll get the precipitation. That'll get the precipitation going, right? So, yeah, I'm not into spitting out now. On the opposite end of that, though, GI tone on the opposite end of that, and I got to come at you at that, man. Do you want your lady, do you want her spitting on that wood, though?
That's cool. And just to go in deeper to the whole spitting thing, it was more than just down there. You know what I'm saying? It was like just period, like face, mouth, the entire act. Yeah.
Oh. Damn.
Yes.
Yeah. That's something. I don't know what it is, but it's something, man. And I don't really know no parts of that. don't spit on me. I mean, I'm going to be honest, man. I mean, even when it comes to kissing, man, I'm not really into the whole, you know, lathering up and all that stuff, man. Let's just, you know, let's just be cool, man, and then kind of go from there. But, you know, let's save those juices for where they need to be distributed.
everybody got their thing. You get what I'm saying? That's why I said, like, you know, what turns on some people might not turn on the next person. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know. All right, man, it's on you. All
right, so what was the next one after that? Okay, so, yeah, so let's do this, man. I'm going to go straight into hair pulling, bro. Like, first of all, can your lady, because you got locks, right? So can she pull the damn roots of your damn twists and locks and shit, and does, you tug on her hair, man? You know, how does that work?
Yeah. Definitely, both ways. Both ways is fine
shit.
With me.
Okay.
Both ways is fine with me. I'm cool with it.
So is that something that, you know, would that have to be a request, or is that something that just happens?
No, I don't think you asked to do that. I don't think some things you just shouldn't, like, some things shouldn't be asked in the bedroom. I think some things just should flow, like, it is a part of the flow, you know what I mean? So I don't think you ask. I don't think you'd be like, hey, can I pull your hair? Like, I don't think you ask that. I think that would kill the vibe. That's just me.
Just make it happen, huh?
Yeah, just make it happen, man. Let's start yanking, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna have to defer a little bit on that one, because I don't mind my lady, you know, giving me a little direction or giving me something that she wants. Like, you know, I've had a woman before be like, yo, pull my hair. And at first I'm like, okay, is it all your hair? Do I need to pull a specific side? I don't know. You know, do I pull the ponytail lightly? I don't know for sure. You know what I'm saying? So if she tells me to do that, I'm still kind of cautious. You know, I mean, unless, you know, we get to know each other more and I kind of know a situation. But, you know, yeah, I don't mind a little direction, man. You know, tell me to pull your hair, man. That's cool. Now, you know, I'm a baldy up top, so I'm trying to think if I've ever had a lady, you know, my lady pull on my beard, man. I don't think so. I don't think that's happened yet, man. But, you know, we're going to have to wait till after quarantine, man, for me to give you an update right now. So that's kind of what it is. But, yeah, hair pulling, shit, man. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think you should ask for that. I don't think the man should ask the lady. That's just me. I think it would kind of kill a man.
Yeah, well, I don't think that a man should ask a woman, can I pull your hair? I think that either if she tells you, hey, pull my shit, pull my hair, you know what I mean? That's cool. But I wouldn't ask anyway. You know what I'm saying? If I know you, that ponytail is real anyway, you know, and by that time I have already massaged your hair, massaged your scalp or some shit like that. So, you know, I know if there's tracks there or if it's the night where, you know, you rocking the ponytail. Shit might not be as long as it usually is, but that's not a problem, man. That's not a problem. I will grip the back of that damn head as much as I possibly can. And then, you know, I'm pulling it back, man. High yield silver, baby. Let's get it.
Now, this next one, right? I got two different answers with this one from female. One said it's talking. You know, trash talking. Mm. Like one said,
okay,
cool,
dirty talk.
And one. Yeah, and one said no, it's not, it's a no go. What you think?
That's a good one. You know what? I'm glad that we got this. So dirty talk, and I do believe that I had someone approach the scenario with dirty talk. So, for a woman to dirty talk with me is, I'm actually okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that. And really, she can call me whatever she want, man. If she wants to call me, you know, Big Zaddy, that's cool. She want to call me Gigi, you know, that's cool too. But when you start getting into like, you know, straight belligerent, obscene words and stuff like that. You know, I'm kind of looking at you sideways because is this just what you do? Or am I really in the guts like that to where, you know, you got to express yourself? So that one is kind of tough, man. I really think that it depends on the content, as crazy as that sounds. I think it believes on the content of what she's talking about. But, yeah, I don't mind dirty talk at all, man. You know, like and that goes with, you know, giving me the directions and the instructions of what you want if I haven't gotten to it yet. I don't mind. Now, me dirty talking, I'm not necessarily going to do that, man. I had already said this before that, you know, I'm not the dude, you know, calling you out your name and all that. But what I will do is I will bear hug your ass and I will get in your ear and say, take all this dick tonight. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to call her out of her name, though, you know. And that's kind of funny because I believe I've experienced a woman actually tell me to call her a slut. I'm your dirty slut. And I was like uncomfortable, man. I was unsure. So you know, she kinda got me on that one, man. But you know what? Again, I had to oblige and I had to realize that, you know, every woman is different. You know, but listen, the benefits of actually obliging, man, was wonderful, man. It was, you know, hey, I got blessed, man. I got baptized, as they say. So that was really cool.
I think it's for the woman. I think it's cool. Like, I'm definitely with it. Far as myself, it's just knowing you to be quiet, like not doing it too much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you start feeling yourself a little too much, and then you talking, and you throwing her off or whatever. So I think it's more so, I think it's more so of like knowing when to do it and how long to do it.
That's good.
You know, so it to make it cool instead of like just overdoing it. And it got to be real, like it got to be genuine. Like it can't just be on no fake stuff, you know. It really gotta, you know, it gotta be right.
That is tough though. That tone, that's tough because it's like, you know, do you keep going? Did you just want me to say a couple of phrases? You know, because I don't want to be thrown off, man. Like, you know, come on, man. Is this what we doing? I'm not trying to be thrown off like that. But if she just wants, you know, some occasional dirty talk, then, you know, I can do that, man. That's really not a big deal. But, you know, and then it's going to take some time to kind of get used to because now I'm like, damn, every time we do something, man, I got to call you out your name or I got to call you this and that. I got to tell you all this and that. So, you know, preferably it's instinctual, man, is what I like. I would rather just be my animalistic behavior.
I think everybody should turn into different people when you're in that stage. So those things should be a cool thing to do, to be, you know, to, you can be different. Like, I mean, you know, you can't do that. You can't call her those names just, you know, out in public. But, you know, in the room, like, you could get creative and get busy. And it's just like, okay, we just doing what we want and saying what we want. Long as it's right. Like I said, like long as it's not too much. Like a woman, it would never be wrong. A woman could never say too much. Like it's all going to go straight to our head, whatever she's saying. Like long as it's like, you know, cool, not too crazy, but cool, we going to take it. But on that end, we kind of got to be like, all right, hold on. I think I'm talking too much. Let me ask you a question because.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it's harder to, because you said you kind of like got to feel a girl out, do you think it's harder to talk trash before or is it harder talking during?
That's a good-ass question, my brother. Well, you know, I've kind of evolved as a man, and when it comes to, you know, being comfortable with not only my sexuality, man, but my whole approach on sensuality and intimacy and things like that. So, you know, I've learned that it's all about that prep, You know, it's all about the mental stimulation, man, prior to even getting in the bedroom. So I would not say that you know, I would do so much dirty talk, but I will and I would be very intentional. I'd be very bold. You know, everything that I say is definitely exactly what I mean. So, you know, and what I mean by that is, you know, I don't, and this is funny too, Tony, you got to admit this. I'll say what it is. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say, you know, your coochie or your vagina or, you know, your breast. I may say breast, you know, just because that kind of turns some women on. But, you know, I'm going to just be real, man. Hey, I'm talking about clits. I'm talking about pussy lips. I'm talking about titties. You know, titties is like a borderline for some women. Sometimes they're like, oh, man, that's kind of old school and corny. But, you know, sometimes breasts for me, man, that's just, that doesn't explain it. Because, you know, you don't have breasts. Breasts are the, you know, the little melon type things. Titties, if you got titties, man, I'm letting you know. I'm sucking on your titties. So I'm going to be very abstract with my dialogue with her, man. So I would say a lot of it is prep work, and I think it's important because now I kind of know what boundaries are. You know, she may, hey, I kind of don't like that, and I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. You know, we're going to see. You know, you might not like it now, but once you're in the moment, sometimes a lot of stuff, you know, gets to pass.
Yeah, definitely. I could tell you, you know, a lot of stuff then got passes in the room that would probably get me shot regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would definitely get me stabbed regular. So it's just a matter, like I said, it's just a matter of not doing it too much in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess guys pacing yourself on the talk. Unless the woman like that, like just all the way through. So, I mean, that'd be cool too.
That's
whatever.
A good point.
Float your boat. I would like to hear some, you know, all these people on, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't see y'all face, you know what I'm saying? So y'all could chime in, press one, and let us know the dirty talk thing. You know what I mean? So let me give you a little heads up. It's funny because I actually watched your video 10 minutes before I got on, before I started up in the show. 10 minutes before I got on, so I had to prepare myself. So I'm like, all right, I'm ready. I'm coming. I know you're trying to sneak attack me. Cool. And I made sure I didn't click on it, but I turned up the volume so I could just hear it so you couldn't see me on it. So I'm ready. What's up? Let's get it popping.
Oh, man, that's how you roll, man. That's how you roll. Oh, damn. Hey,
yeah.
Sneak attack. Listen, everybody, we thank you for the callers on tonight. It's Freaky Fridays, man. Every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got me, GG After Dark. My ace boom right here, GEI Tone. Don't forget, you can find us on our social media platforms. Also, just remember, you can dial in, and not only dial in and listen, but you can actually participate. So, you know, shoot the number, text the number over. We're about halfway through, a little bit less. We got a little bit more than halfway to go. So, you know, that number is 516-387-1268. And I do want to make sure that there's at least two callers on the line that press one. And then you can ask me a question. You can ask GEI Tone a question. We're going to answer whatever the question is, okay? You don't have to say who your name is or anything like that. But it is going to be interesting to see because there's a few good ones that we haven't even touched yet when it comes to these questions. And so I'm ready for any questions. People are prepared to try.
Yeah, we have over 100 people on the board. So I'm pretty sure one of you guys have a question or a turn on or a turn off. So it's open. Just press one. I'll get you on, and you know, we'll answer your question. It's on you though, Gigi. The next one. It's
okay,
on you.
Cool. I'm glad it is. All right. So I got. How do you feel about being handcuffed? Or handcuffing your partner, if that's a turn on for you to see your partner actually, you know, in some type of bondage or compromise situation of submission. Handcuffs, brother. What's up?
Okay, you took the. I was gonna save that one for you, but that's cool. I'm too controlly, like gotta be in control. So I could do the one all, but I can't do the two. I can't do the two. I don't know. I can't do the two. I could do the one though. I could do the one. That's cool with me, but I just haven't got the courage up to do the two. That's just too much control. Too much.
That can be a lot.
I don't know if I'll be able to take that. Yeah.
Hold on before you move forward. Now, does it matter on the activity? Like if you handcuffed and, you know, might just be getting some head versus you handcuffed and, you know, actual, you know, she riding or something like that. Like, so does it matter? Like, is one more of a I need that control than the other, or just being cuffed, period, gives you anxiety?
Yeah, anxiety. I need one hand. Don't matter what it is. I just need one hand. Like, I need that one hand. I don't know. One day I'll break out of that, but I need that one hand for now.
Okay.
Oh, no, it just
all right.
It's a weird feeling. Well, I guess it would be a weird feeling not having no control. It probably would be a beautiful thing, but I'm just not. I need one hand right now.
Yeah, you could be missing out on some ecstasy. So what about cuffing? What about actually handcuffing your partner?
Yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah, that's cool. I tie, whatever, to her, but I need one of mine. I need one of mine.
Yo, man, that's selfish? Double standard.
Is that selfish?
Ladies, I don't know if it's selfish because, you know, it is a preference, but more important than that, you know, you don't want your partner like straight not being able to be aroused because they're having a panic attack. So, you know, that would defeat the purpose. It's supposed to be about, you know, heightening the moment and things like that. So if you over there sweating and fidgety and shit like that, man, I don't think that's enjoyable. I don't think so.
Facts.
So, handcuffs, I have to be honest, man, I've never experienced being handcuffed or handcuffing a woman. So, you know, I can't entertain that question is for experience, but would I try it? Yes, I would definitely try it at least once. You know, and what's interesting is, most women that I've dated have been handcuffed. And so, you know, I'm kind of looking at them like, well, really? You know, how is that? But they never go into it. So I don't know if they think that that'll make me feel some type of way. And I'm like, really? Nah. I mean, that has nothing to do with me. That was your experience. You know, I mean, was it good? Did it get yours off? Did that help? You know, you know what I mean? Mm. You can have that conversation with me, believe it or not. So, yeah, but I've never experienced that, man. But I would do it now with some stipulations. I'm not going to do this with, you know, someone who I'm not comfortable with as far as, I mean, we got to be in a relationship. If we dating and, you know, it's hot and heavy and, you know, we want to get some things done, you come back and bring your bag of toys and stuff like that, I'm looking at you sideways because you don't know me like that. Right, so that's not going to happen. I don't care if it's the mink cuffs. Yeah, I've seen them. It don't matter, man. I don't want that happening. You know what I mean? I need to be able to call your mama and be like, hey, man, look, your daughter is on some weird shit. She left me cuffed for 2 hours. Came back. She put a blue pill in my mouth to get my dick hard again just so she can keep me cuffed and hard. You know, I'm not trying to have those type of stories, man, with somebody that we just kicking it with. I need to be able to call you mommy, your aunt, even your grandma, because that's how I'm gonna get results.
That's a lot of
control.
I was giving up.
Yeah. It's a lot of power that's being given, and it's a lot of vulnerability more important than that.
Because, more important, yeah.
I mean, who knows how that can go, man? So I'm not prepared to do that with just anybody, man. But I am willing to give that a shot at some point. All right, bro, what's on you, man?
So you a no to cuffing, period. Both sides?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, don't cuff me. I've never been cuffed. I may try it with my significant other, to be honest with you. I ain't freaking like that with just anyone. And if she asked me to cuff her, and I've never had a woman to ask me to actually cuff or any type of bondage while we're getting into it, not that they haven't before, because we may have had that conversation, but I don't know. Maybe they think that I'm not ready for it, man. Maybe, you know, it's kind of one of them things to where, you know, you meet a nice woman and, you know, you don't want to do too freaky things to her because you kind of like her. You know, I'm trying to make myself feel good about it. So I think that's how they look at me, man. I'm hubby. I'm a hubby dude. You don't want to bring that shit.
I don't think I ever asked, like, not my wife anything. It just get done. I'll know when she say no. I think if you wait, you know, some things, I think, you know, if you wait to me, I think you missed the opportunity to do it. Maybe she was in that mode for those 6 months and you've never asked it. So now it's like, I want to do it now. So I just feel like you just got to go with it. Like, whatever you're feeling, like, you just got to go with it. Like you said, if it's your significant other, not just randomly. But, you know.
Yeah, that spontaneity is definitely an opportunity that you should have to, well, not have to think about, but just kind of take action. So, yeah, spontaneity is a big deal, man. I think that's when it happens the most, you know, when somebody's feeling some type of way. You know, maybe the drinks were flowing the right way that evening, or, you know, they might have heard some things and now they're curious or saw something and, you know, it pops in their head, man. So, you know, we got to run with that. And when the ladies want to do something different, something unique, you know, we got to take advantage, because sometimes, you know, we say some shit and it sound good in our head, but it'd be dumb as fuck to our ladies. Right? So we don't want to mess ourselves up, man, and mess up an opportunity that, you know, could have happened and been very special.
Somebody told me a long time ago that a woman is nastier than you can ever imagine. You just got to bring it out of them. That was somebody told me. So,
fact.
You got to go for what
That's
you want, man.
That is what you want, you know. From what I understand, you know, they have to get comfortable. Two things: they have to get comfortable with your ass. I wasn't gonna say your black ass, but I guess, you know, you both of us are black, so she has to get comfortable with your black ass, and then more importantly, she has to be comfortable in her own sexuality to be able to share that with someone, you know. She has to be comfortable with herself, because it's like, again, we talked about tearing down walls, no pun intended. We talked about tearing down walls last week as far as, you know, when a woman gets comfortable and able to do different things. So I do think that women have some nasty ass shit in the back of their head and in the front of their mind. And to get it to go from the back of their head to the front of their mind is going to be that connection. And I think that's what does it, man. I think it's a combination of that connection and then them just like, hey, you know what, tonight's the night, man. I'm going to do some special things to this brother. And that's how, you know, that's how we get hooked and start proposing and buying rings and, you know, cars and car payments and shit like that, man. That's the beginning of the end.
Man, you'd be surprised, man, like what a woman want to do, but guys don't. A lot of guys is not, like, I want to say sexually, I can't think of the word, comfortable. like most like most women are. You know what I'm saying?
Uninhibited. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, so a lot of women don't get to show off because of guys. You know what I mean? A lot of women don't get to show off. So if you just getting basic, that's because you gotta open up to her. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let go. You gotta let loose. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Just putting that out there. Is it on me? Let me see. I said that you. Okay, it's on me. Let's go with watching. Now I got split on this too. Watching porn.
Okay.
Some people said
okay.
Super turn off. Some people said super turn on. I'm with it. If she with it, I'm with it. You know what I mean? Like if she with it, I'm with it. So it's a go.
So it would be a go for me. You're not bringing that to the table though. Like, hey, you know what? Tonight, man, let's look at some porn. You know what I mean? What's your category and shit like that? That's not you. You're not gonna bring it.
No, I'm saying I'm with it. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm out. You know, we probably be watching it and rock out like that. So I would definitely bring it up. Or we already doing it. Yeah,
okay.
Are
you willing?
I will. I'm willing.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Definitely.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna ask for what I want.
Man.
I don't know about other guys. I'm asking. Like,
hey,
the worst thing you can say is no. You know what I mean?
Worst thing, yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, plus if you can't ask your people, man, then who the hell are you gonna ask? Who can you talk to about it? You know, who can you initiate an approach? So I dig on that. Now, again, this is I'm being exposed in this platform, and I don't know how I feel about it, man. I don't know if it's if it's a good thing, and I'm realizing that I haven't been a freak. Or I'm not a bona fide or certified freak, or if it's, you know, she ain't loving me like I feel like she should love me. So I will say with the pornography, man, with the porn, I don't have a lot of experience watching porn with a woman, period, with my woman or with a woman, period. And I really didn't get into porn till later in life, man. I want to say that I was probably over 30. I know that sounds crazy, but
wow.
I probably didn't watch until I was over 30. And even with that, you know, I still wasn't really into it. And even today, man, I'm not necessarily into it, but, you know, the single life, man, kind of gravitates you towards some things that you typically wouldn't have to worry about. So I would say, you know, during the single journey, I have, you know, watched a lot more porn and, you know, kind of found some favorites and some go-tos, right? But as far as, you know, introducing and approaching with women, I haven't found a lot of women that was into it that expressed to me. I got to say that. They're like, yo, Gigi, you know what I'm saying? What's your category? What you want to see? Who's your favorite? You know, what do you like? Let me show you something. How you feel about that? You know, right now
you
gotta
pick their brain.
Again, I'm starting to feel like women don't like me like that, man. Am I not that dude to where they feel open enough to just put me up on some things, man? Has my stock gone that far down, brother? I don't know, man. I'm starting to feel some type of way.
You know,
hey, man, we got to shut this blog talk off early tonight.
you know what I'm getting from you? Like, I'm going to tell you the vibe, like, what I'm getting. Like, you super conservative, right? Like, you be laid back and you be chilling. Like, you be waiting for her to give you the okay, but you just got to do it, bro. Like, you just got to do it, like.
You're
only going to say no.
Right.
You know, if she likes you, she's not going to be like, oh, you watch porn, I'm never going to talk to you again. You know what I'm saying? if she likes it, she's going to watch it with you. You know what I mean? If she rocking with you.
That's true.
And y'all rocking, like, she's going to be like, all right, cool, let's check it out. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
That's how I feel. Oh,
and,
we got somebody chiming in.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Let's get them on. 8554, you on? Hello?
Hello? Hello,
how
gentlemen.
Doing?
How are you? Doing wonderful.
Good, are you?
You all are hilarious.
Awesome.
You all are hilarious.
Well, appreciate
I
that.
Say
appreciate
that.
You jumping in.
Yeah,
well, you know,
I've
about
been.
Keep the 100, man. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're here for.
I like it.
What's your question? What's your comment? What's up?
So, my question for you all is, what has been the biggest turnoff that you all have ever experienced in the bedroom?
Tone, rock out first, man.
The biggest, like, in our life or, like, relationship now or?
No, life, like. Was absolute like I can't do it. I gotta go. Yeah, what's been the biggest turnoff?
The smell.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest turnoff for a guy. I don't think it get worse than that. Like, if it stinks, like that's not good for nobody.
That's fair. I would say the biggest turnoff for me would be probably her period happening. You know what I'm saying? So I know that sometimes you can't help, the woman can't help it and stuff like that, but, you know, when I'm thinking it's nice and gushy, you know, I look down or, you know, we come up for air. And it's just, you know, straight up blood transfusion on the mattress. So I would say, man, that was the biggest turn off. And I know that, you know, some women can't help or whatnot, but I would say that was the biggest turn off, man. I'm sorry. I can get through a whole lot of other things, but I would say that only because I don't want her to, you know, I definitely wouldn't want her to be like, look, I ain't gonna be able to get to dick unless I give it to him tonight. Nah, but we can wait, man. Look, I can wait. Trust me on that. I would say that was the biggest thing, man. That was the biggest thing. I know that's kind of nasty, and at the same time, probably a little unfair. But I would say that was it.
So can I ask you a question?
Oh, we appreciate you jumping on. Thank you so
certainly.
Much.
Certainly. Yeah, you can ask me a question.
What would be yours?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What would be my biggest turn off?
Turn on and off.
Yeah, why would you give us a turn off and turn off since you are here and you the one that jumped on here? So, again, that's what you get. You get two.
That's what I get? Okay. My biggest turn on is mental stimulation.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, if he can get me mentally before he even sees me, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
All right, but that's prior to the bedroom, right?
No. So mentally, meaning that as soon as I get him to the bedroom, there's no foreplay needed. There's no. He can get it.
Okay.
She just already turned on before the touching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A river.
Yeah. There's no ex. Yeah. Oh yeah. River is running. Waterfall.
All right, turn off.
Biggest turn off. So my biggest turn off would have to be someone who can't kiss.
Okay.
If you can't kiss either set of lips, waterfalls off.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to be able to kiss at least one set.
Okay.
Got you.
And
got
that's
you.
Good.
Thanks for calling in.
I get that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Man,
we got another caller. We got another caller, Gigi. That was the first time I ever heard that. If you can't kiss, wow. Yeah. 2352, you on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, yourself.
You?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm doing good. I just have two quick questions for y'all. I'm gonna make them real quick. My first question is it a turn on or a turn off for a female to like bite or lick your nipples? And my second question is, what's the easiest way to introduce toys into the bedroom? Do you prefer a conversation, or are you just cool if she just slides you the remote to the vibrator when you walk in, or what's your preference?
You want to go first, Gigi?
I'm going to jump right in because it's right up my alley. You know, when it comes to nipple play, if you will, I don't know the proper name, but I actually got into that a little bit later. And I don't know if it was because, you know, my pecs start poking out when I start working out a little bit more or not, but I like that now. I like it. You know, don't bite it to where you're almost trying to draw blood, though. Like, I will take a head full of hair, like we talked about earlier. But, I definitely like that. You know, what I would say when you introduce that with your guy, you know, kiss it, you know, just like you want your own breasts done and caressed and all that. You know, kiss it, lick it, and, you know, if his head start going back and eyes start rolling, then yeah, just nibble on them shits real quick. And to the last part about the toys, my preference is brief me, because number one, I think it's important for a guy to know that his woman has toys, right? Because if we don't know that you have toys and then we see you have toys, now we got all this dumb shit in our mind. Well, the dildo is longer than my dick, so is my dick giving her satisfaction? You know what I'm saying? It stays hard because it's glass. It vibrates. She has this toy right here where it basically licks the clit a lot longer, stronger, and harder than me. So I think it's important to just let them know, hey, you know what, I got some things that I do to take care of myself when we're not together. I think that would be a perfect intro, and then, hey, I want to show them to you. But, yeah, don't just, you know, he come in and y'all about to get into it. He, you know, come from the bathroom because he has to piss first. You know, he got to pee sometimes first. And then he comes in there, and he's, you know, grabbing his dick and stroking it, and you done got the little rabbit off in your pussy. You know what I mean? We not ready for that. So you got to brief them, kind of, you know, just kind of bring it into a slow, man. That's all I got to say about that. So.
Okay.
Okay, the first question, yeah, that's cool. I'm down, like, bite, lick, twist, whatever. You know, I'm cool with whatever.
The twist, oh, you added a new spin.
The toys, I would say, as long as they're not for me and they're for you, like, you don't have to tell me you got them. I don't care less. I mean, it's cool with me. It's gonna help me. You know what I'm saying? That's to help me. So, as long as it's making you feel good, I'm cool with it. I don't need no meeting. Like, okay, I got these for this. I don't need all that. Whatever is whatever. As long as they're not for me, they're for you. I'm cool.
Okay.
we can't let you get off the phone without answering our question. So what are your biggest turn on or off?
My biggest turn off is stupid directions. Like, I don't want to say your name and spell it backwards and just like, I don't know, I don't like when you're just on that BS. Turn on is I like aggression. Like, I like for a man to just handle me. Like, don't wait for me to give you the green light. Just, you know, take it off, rip it, do whatever you need to do. Just Let's get it started.
Now, he has to be your man, though. So this can't be like, what, day three? And then,
No, he got to be all the way in there, you know.
Okay.
I got to know, you know. All
right, so it's your guy. He knows he's your guy. You guys, you know, spending time together, you know what it is. So, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you say aggression, do you mean, like, just take your clothes off, pick you up, throw you on the bed, spin you around? I mean,
all of the above. All of the above, yes.
Okay.
That's a huge turn.
Sweet. That's dope. All right, well, thank you for calling. We appreciate you.
No worries, and y'all have a good night.
Yeah.
Tune in there.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tony, so we got about 3 minutes, bro. We got about 3 minutes. I think that the callers, man, they did an amazing job. They won it.
But you see what I was talking about? Like, you got to just do it. It's going to take all the fun out of it. I'm telling you, it's going to take all the fun if you ask her, like, you know, you want me to throw you up against the wall? Like, that would take all the fun out of it. But, yeah.
Well, let me say this before we end in the next few moments. I think for me, each woman is very different. You know, I've been afforded to date a variety of women, from, you know, super freaks to bad and bougie. So you got to understand, I have the same approach with everyone when I'm getting to know them, because sometimes, you know, I get surprised. You know, I would think that, you know, the one that wouldn't do something does something, and the ones that, you know, like, hey, it's about to be on a popping, she's very she's very traditional or something like that. So I don't necessarily have an issue with being aggressive and assertive. What I do have an issue is knowing and understanding how comfortable she is, because I don't catch the hints, man. That's always been my issue. I don't catch the hints, you know. I would rather a woman just be like, hey, if you want me, grab my dick. Like, don't grab my knee, twist my knee, see if my leg moves, see my toes curl. If you want me, man, let me know. And I think that may be the issue with, you know, that part of the of being the aggressor.
Okay. I can dig that.
Yeah, so that's
I'm
that.
Just a, I'm an actor. I'm a you know, I'm a doer. So you're gonna have to tell me,
okay,
like, that's not the move. Like,
she gotta tell you,
like,
to slow down,
cool,
a little bit, huh?
Yeah, that's the only way I'm gonna get it out you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we be waiting. We gonna be waiting for months and months and months or something that we could have did months ago.
That's,
you know,
been me, brother. That's been me, man. I remember times to where, you know, it's been months, and then we finally are intimate, and then she's like, you know, I wanted to give it to you 2 months ago. And I'm like, well, why didn't you? She's like, I was waiting on you. You know, you're supposed to leave. And I'm like, well, damn, you was acting all high-sediddy. I mean, I didn't even know if I could even, you know, grab a nipple or something, man. I grab a breast, I feel like you was going to shoot me. So, you know, a
those
lot of missed
all,
signals.
Those be all front. Those be all front.
Apparently, clearly. Well, you know what? Once I'm out of quarantine, man,
this.
I'm about to be GG the Punisher. That's gonna be my new name, man.
All right, let me
thank
ask you this.
Thank you, Freaky Friday family and GEI Tone.
Do you want to do two more questions before we get off, or do you want to end it right now?
Well, you know what? If we got time, man, by all means. But I do want to get one more question off for sure. Because I think that the ladies will be able to appreciate it. And that question is, rough sex. And let's just be a little bit more direct and specific. Rough sex as in, you know, we just talking about, like, the young lady was just on there, man, you know, pick her up, pin her down, fold the legs above her head, take up against the wall, all that kind of stuff, man. Rough sex, man. How you feel about that, bro? Does that turn on? I mean, and then even for you, your lady, man, she tear your shirt off, pull your drawers down, you know, shit like that.
I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm with whatever. I'm with whatever she with. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we rock it. I'm with whatever she with. Long as, you know, the crazy, like, super crazy stuff. But I'm with it. Let's go. I just think, again, that's one of those things that you just can't do too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's definitely a fine line.
Yeah. But I'm with it. If she with it, I'm with it. I'm with whatever.
Damn. So how do you initiate, like, if you're feeling super aggressive that night, so you just, I mean, what is your approach? Like, you just, you know, picking up, spinning
it around,
pulling.
You would have to ease it in, like, ease that aggression in, like, because if she's not, you know, bringing it, then it's like, okay, let me try to get her to that point. So if I start a choke here, a choke there, if no, like, resistant or nothing, then it's like, okay, here we go. We on.
Okay. Okay, so the rough sex it can be progressive, is what you're saying. It starts out sensual, real intimate, soft, and then you just straight put it in the claw? I mean, is that what you just said?
Most times women do it. They'll tell you to do it. Most times they start it. I mean, they get it popping, so you just got
to
be ready for it.
Indeed. Rough sex, man. Again, man, I'm being exposed, man. I'm gonna have to start fabricating on this.
Hey, hold on, GG, before we go, it's GG After Dark, right? We just need you to get some After Dark in your life, man.
It starts with dialogue. I'm willing to talk about it, man. You know what I'm saying? That's where it all starts. That's the whole point. You know, GG After Dark, I created safe space to talk about this stuff, you know, but I'm a student in life. I'm a student in love. So, you know, I'm absorbing, and I will be implementing as soon as I possibly can after quarantine. So let me answer this before we go, because I know we got to take off. When it comes down to rough sex, again, I have my moments, man. I really do. I'm naturally just a very sensual guy, man. I just love taking my time with my lady, you know, from toe to head, from head to toe. That's just kind of how I do, man. But there are times, like, you know, there are times where, you know, I'll pick her up, man. I'll scoop her. Put her over my back like a caveman and, you know, throw her on the bed or whatnot, get up against the wall, like I said. We might not even make it upstairs, you know, over the couch, over the desk. So I have that in me, man, but naturally I'm usually romancing or trying to romance her, man. She'll have to tell me, like, nickel, handle this pussy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm learning. You know, like I said, I'm getting better at following directions and implementing after the experience. So you don't have to tell me twice. And that's how that goes, man. You know, like I said, man, I think I've gotten exposed by three different topics already. So I don't know how I feel about this, man. I might have to deactivate my page.
Yeah, man, definitely. We actually, because like I said, I did want to get a couple of these questions out. It's really no rush. We do an hour, but we got an extra, like, 25 minutes. So everybody's still on. So,
okay. Well, shit. Rock.
Okay, let's go with, again, shower or bath sex.
Oh,
I got a split on that, too.
Okay. Man, why don't you handle that first, man? Because, again, I don't know if people are going to want to hear what I got to say on this.
Okay. I'm down for whatever. So, but I'm more so the shower instead of the tub. unless it's a big, unless we got, you know, it's a big, a nice size tub. But for the most part, I definitely take the shower. I just feel like you could do a little bit more in a shower. Like the tub, you don't, it's not enough room to do what you need to do. But I'll take the shower.
Okay.
I'm not turning the bath. Not turning the bath down, but I'll prefer the shower.
So when you're in the bathtub, I mean, are you literally getting it in the water? Like both of y'all are in underwater fucking. Is that what's going on? Hydro fuck.
It's just like if you're in the pool. It'd be the same thing if, like, if you was in a pool, but you're just sitting down. You feel me? It's like you in 2 feet or 3 feet or whatever.
Yeah. That is not safe, man. Aren't you putting you putting things inside of a cooch, man? I don't understand. I don't understand, man. That cannot be sanitary or safe in any type of way. But I guess that's why you prefer the shower. So I get it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the bath too. I like the bath too.
Yeah, the bath can be pretty sexy. I mean, because you got to think about it. You know, you can lay down. You know, you basically laying down. She can squat over you, so not something that's really done in the shower. So I respect that. I'm going with shower all day long, and again, we're not staying in the shower, but for so long because. Again, that's water on me, that's water on you, that's water in the cooch, and, you know, I don't know, man. So we can get things popping off in the shower, definitely back shots. You know, the thing about that is, man, I think that women will try you in the shower just to see how strong you are, just to see how hard your dick will get underwater or with water on it. And so I don't like that, man. It's not safe to me. You know, why are you trying to put one leg up on my shoulder in the shower? If we bust our asses, who going to call 911? And if somebody gets there, we ass naked. So, you know, mentally, man, it's just kind of one of those things to where let's just, you know, let's get hot and heavy. You know, let's get a couple of strokes in, bend you over, you know, touch your toes in the shower, and then let's get out the shower, you know, grab the towels, and you know, we can even go to the sink, man. We can go to the sink. We can go to the counter. We don't have to go right to the bed, and then let's get it in from there, man. But like I said, it's only an initial icebreaker or appetizer, man. I don't want to spend too much stro game in the shower because if I bust and we in the shower, that's it. Don't be looking for no hardwood when we get out of the shower. That's it, man. Because, listen, man, because that was the thrill. The thrill was, hey, you know, you was washing my back. I was washing your front. You know what I mean? You start grabbing. I start grabbing. And then, you know, we get it in. But, you know, that's not something I'm not trying to do 10 minutes in the shower. Get out, do another 10, 15 minutes in the bathroom. Get out of the bathroom and do another 10, 15 minutes. In the bedroom, man, I just that may or may not happen, but it's not guaranteed. As if what you would get out of the shop. Hey, man, you got to know your strengths and weaknesses, brother. And I'm willing to do that.
We got to go down. If we start in there, we're going to finish in there.
If we start in the shower, man, We don't need to be fucking in the shower. We could just start, you know, touching and grabbing and kissing and holding, maybe a couple of strokes, and then we need to get out there because the water may start getting cold. I mean, I don't know. Anything can happen, man. But why put yourself in that position when you can put yourself in a winning position?
No, but listen, honestly, I don't know for most guys, but like the hot water kind of keep you. You know what I'm saying? It enhances it to me. So.
Keeps you strong.
Long as you can keep your grip, you know what I'm saying, you're good. Like, you should be solid in the shower.
Listen,
you should be
man,
solid in the shower.
It just, hey, listen, depending on what the situation is, you know, people's water, hot water don't last long in the shower. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not in an apartment or anything like that, but I've been in apartments, man, and you got 30 minutes. You know what I mean? And that's not 30 minutes concurrent. If somebody took a 15-minute shower and got out, then you get in there, you got 15 minutes. The 30 minutes does not restart, man. So just those factors alone, man, I just don't feel like that's the best environment, man, to get it in.
All right, let's do one more, then we can go ahead and we can let's do one more. It's on you. Whatever one you pick. One more and we out.
All right, man. Let's see. Turn on, turn off, turn on, turn off. Okay, bam, here we go. Placing the nut on the body. Placing nut on the body. Like turn on, turn off. As far as, you know, and I don't want to limit where you put it. You know, you put it on the titties, you put it on the tongue, you put it on the ass, you know, all of those things, man. Turn on or turn off, like, is that something you want to do? Especially if she asks. Or is it, you know, how you feel about that altogether?
I'm with it. I'm with it. I think.
Hey man, you speak, man.
I think
freaky
that
tone, man.
It should be something like something like that. That's something you can whisper in her ear to where you say where in her ear. You know what I'm saying? And
come
then
on.
She'll give you the nod or not the nod, and then you good. So then you'll know where to locate. You know, you got your location, and you just boom, you solid.
That's
something you should whisper in her ear. I don't think don't just do it. I think that's something that should be whispered in the ear, like what you want it or something
that's
like that.
Law.
And boom.
Yeah, that's law. Yeah, I definitely agree with you 100%. And that's if she doesn't initiate it and tell you where she wants you to put it. Because, you know, that can happen as well. I definitely would say that I'm with it too, man. I would like for her to tell me, to be honest with you, man. You know, I don't know, man. I'm just such a student nowadays, man. You know, I would want her to tell me, hey, you know, I want you to put it on my titties. You know, I want to swallow it. You know, put a nut on my ass, cum on my ass. I want, because I think that she already has an idea, you know, depending on how good the sex is. I think that you qualify where to put it depending on how good the sex is. So hear me out. Hear my theory out now, right? All right.
Okay.
So if it's just okay, she may say, all right, you can nut on my ass. I think nutting on the ass is like the bottom. That's like the base.
The bottom of the barrel.
You know what I mean? Nutting on, I'd say with the next tier to that, and that's crazy, nutting on the body tiers, right? This shit is crazy. So I would say the next tier would be busting on her titties, right? And breasts, boobs, whatever. I would say that's the next tier because I think that's a little bit more personal because she got to look at you. Right, there's going to be some eye contact, right? And then there's also a possibility that, you know, you can skeet in her eye. So that's dangerous, right? So from the front view. And then I would say ultimately, the ultimate would be a facial. I would say the ultimate would be a facial slash, you know, her swallowing. But, you know, that's not really nutty on the body. That's inside. So I would say ass, titties, and then facial. And, of course, if you're in a relationship or whatever, then you can always be like, you know, you can come in me. But, you know, that's obviously the ultimate. But, yeah, man, so that's how I rate those, man. That's tier one through three.
What, one to three? Okay. Before, I'm going to explain that too. But we got a caller. 6991.
Oh, man.
You on. Hello.
Hey, Gigi. Hey.
How you doing?
How y'all? I'm good.
Hey,
Gigi,
all right.
You need to step your freak game up. that you do.
Touché.
I went
I'm
home.
Not denying that.
I went home. Ask what you want the nut to be. That.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That.
Don't just.
So you're saying,
don't,
you saying
wait it, on.
You saying in her ear where you want me to put this nut? I mean, what is the jargon? What do you want to hear as a woman? What exactly do you want to hear?
I mean, you can ask where you want me to calm it, or where you want me to put this nut at, mama, or something.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay.
Just you know, you need to role play in the mirror or something. I don't know.
but I was gonna say.
You know what?
I was gonna say this.
You know what?
This is where the dirty talk comes into play. Like you in her ear, you telling her like you know like where you want it. You want it here? Like oh yeah, I'm gonna put it. Then you get aggressive. But I'm gonna put it here. I'm gonna put it here, and she's gonna let you know.
Come
but you
on.
Just you can't wait for her to say it. Like you gotta.
You're right.
Say it. You gotta tell her, man.
I gotta be answered.
This is like this. This has been like a class for Gigi. yeah.
It is.
He need to take more notes.
Well, that's why we're here, okay? And trust me, there'll be some things that he'll be learning from me as we progress through the platform. Don't get it twisted. I do know some things, okay? I know what I know.
Hey, I can tell. I've been listening the whole time.
Okay, so now we gotta ask you.
Yep.
We have to ask her, Gigi. What is your biggest turn on and off?
My biggest turn off is don't ask me during sex or it period. As far as comparing sex with my ex or somebody else, that's a big turn off. I'm not even finna nut. I'm getting up. I'm sorry.
Now, but what does that sound like, though? So what are the words of somebody that would say that? What does that sound like? What is the words? What would the dude be saying? Is my dick better than your last man?
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Oh, she said he said.
Oh, my God. yes. I just expected better because he was older. But no different. But yeah, that's a big turn off. And so,
okay.
If you could have
turn
seen
off.
The look that I gave, yeah, that's a big turn off. Now turn on.
Now wait a minute, hold on. How did that play out though? Let's address that. All right. Because first of all, did you answer him?
No, I did not answer him with the answer that he was expecting or whatever. I cussed him out. And I just told him, I was like, you just killed the whole mood. You know, don't ask me anything about my ex or about anybody else, especially doing sex.
Yeah.
You know, he should be focused on me.
Yeah, that's weird.
And so, it is. And so that's how they ended up, and I got up. And so then he wanted to talk about it. There ain't nothing to talk about. So it's nothing to talk about.
Oh, not the engineer. Oh, man, he's making us look bad, man. Oh, damn. Okay,
no,
biggest turn on.
That's weird.
The biggest turn on in the bedroom is fingering me and kissing on me at the same time, so you know.
Oh.
That's a big turn on.
Okay, so fingering, right? So what is that? Is that actually like is that then putting his finger and going to the upper or the roof of the vagina, finding the G spot, or is it just actually putting a couple of fingers in there and just kind of going for it? What is that technique?
I like the middle two fingers or at three fingers, whatever, and you hook it, you know, with a curve, like you're going toward the G spot. That right there. I mean, I don't know any other lady or whatever, but that will have you squirting. And so And if you have ever squirted, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So
I'm sure there's plenty.
It's a whole nother level.
Okay.
So
no, that's something we're gonna have to address, man. We're gonna have to address that next week or so. Okay, so you said that fingering and then kissing you, like what? All over your body, French kissing.
Well,
how does that work?
French kissing or on my nipples. My nipples, that's a hot spot. So it was hard for me to breastfeed. So that's a hot spot. But just all over.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. Well, we appreciate you jumping on here, and thank you for the education. Trust me, I have a notepad. I do have a pen, and I've been taking notes since 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is when we have our Freaky Fridays every Friday. That was a lovely segue.
Yeah.
Right? Well, thank you so much for calling in.
You are.
Thank you for calling. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, GG.
Wow, Friday University, man.
Yeah, man. Somebody told me a long time ago, man, women are far more nastier than you think. And you just got to ask for what you want. But not ask. I mean, you know, like, bring it to the light, man. You got to bring it to the light, Gigi. You can't wait. You're going to lose months.
Yeah.
You're going to lose months.
Apparently,
years,
man. You know, it's interesting that you say that because it's funny you say that because, you know, whenever I have been aggressive, you know, it's always been a positive response. So I've never been aggressive. And she was like, motherfucker, what are you doing right now? You know, so it always has worked. So I guess it's psychological, man. I just got to get out of my head, right?
Yeah, women want to be handled, but nicely. I mean, you know what I mean? Like in a good way, not like abused and, you know, not like that, you feel me, but just handle, that's all.
Okay. Amen. Duly noted, that's for sure. I got all kind of homework.
We gave them an extra 22 minutes. I think that's good. We got to keep them waiting for next week.
Yeah.
We appreciate all the callers, everybody that called in, everybody that chimed in, that pressed one that we got. Gigi, can you let everybody know where they can find you, your social media and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all for the education, the tutorials, and all of that. But by the end of next month, man, I'll have a dissertation of what I've learned. But you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Malloy Rob. That's M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob. I'm also on IG platform. I have two different IGs. The first one is GG Goes Hard. That's G-I-G-I Goes Hard. And GG After Dark. So I have those. You can find me there. And I also have a website, which is ggafterdark.com. G-I-G-I afterdark.com. You can find me there. And just to let y'all know, I really am taking notes. Okay? So continue to jump on these calls and share with us. So I appreciate that. Good looking out. Once again, G-E-I tone. Freaky tone.
Crazy. You can find me on Instagram at GEI_tone. Twitter, same thing, GEI_tone. Make sure you follow the GEI Radio pages. Again, Instagram, GEI Radio, and Facebook, GEI Radio. You can find me on Facebook at Tone Mitchell. And that's about it, man. We're here every Friday, 9 o'clock. Again, we appreciate everybody calling in, all the callers that chimed in. Don't be scared. There's a bunch of callers on. We want to hear from all the ladies, even the guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? The guys, if you want, like, chime in and holler at us, man. We're here.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. You know what I mean? So.
Yes.
Anything else before we leave, GG?
Nah, man. Just everybody be safe, man. Continue to protect yourself, protect your families. There's a lot going on in this world, but be encouraged and just remember that, you know, there's a higher power that controls everything, man. So just stay encouraged and be blessed, man. That's it.
What's up? All right, man. Everybody have a good weekend. See y'all next Friday. Peace.
All right. Peace. We out.